Sepsis, or the infection causing sepsis, starts before a patient goes to the hospital in nearly 87% of cases. Sepsis is a medical emergency. If you or your loved one has an infection that's not getting better or is getting worse, act fast. Get medical care immediately. Ask your healthcare professional, could this infection be leading to sepsis? And if you should go to the emergency room. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
What is up? Welcome to this edition of the Chalene Show. It is Car Smart Friday, and today we are talking about how to get the things done. I don't know what title I'm going to give this, but basically what I want to share with you today is some tips on how to make sure you do that thing that you know you need to do. And it's different than a habit. Well, that's what we're talking about. I'm sure it's a very clever title that we've come up with. Put your seatbelt on. Here we go.
Welcome to the Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
You know what I'm talking about. That thing that you're like, yeah, you know, just every other day I need to call my mom. Or I've got to remember once a week to water the plants. Dang it, I have got to get back into the habit of exercising 3 times a week or whatever it is, right? Now, I'm not talking about the thing that you're not doing it at all or you don't have the motivation to. I'm talking about the thing that it should very easily be a habit. You just keep forgetting it. So maybe exercise isn't a good one. Either you keep forgetting it or you keep allowing something else to get in the way. Like you just, for whatever reason, you haven't been able to make it happen. And it's not that hard. But if it is that important, we need to put some serious accountability around it. So I want to share with you a couple of things that I've done that hopefully you can take from these and make them your own. Number one, I don't have a great memory. I wish I was as thoughtful. It's not even a memory. If I'm being honest, I'm not as thoughtful as my husband is. Every day, if we're not together, which we usually are, if we're apart for like more than a couple of hours, he texts me and he'll say like, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? And he always remembers like something that happened the day before, or if I, maybe earlier in the week I said, my foot hurts or my back hurts or whatever. Every day when he checks in with me, if we're not together, he remembers something specific that tells me he cares and he's thinking about me and he's listening. And I am thinking about him and I care and I'm listening too, but I freaking forget to do that. So what I started doing, this is a couple years ago, is I created a little reminder that comes to my phone, and I use an app called If This Then That. If This Then That. And I set it up so that it sends me text message reminders, and I use this like crazy. So one of the things that I use it for is to remind myself, because, you know, if you have ADD or you just get lost in your thoughts, and I'm making excuses now, if you're not as thoughtful as your spouse, you sometimes forget these things and you just need a little reminder. So I get that little text message. It'll say, check in with Brett. And then I remember to send him a text. Funny thing is, earlier today, I had just gotten the message. I'm like, oh, there it is. And so I was like just composing a text to him, and boom, he beat me to it. He sent me a text and he was like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want me to bring you a coffee? I'm like, dang it, he beat me to it. My point is, you can set up reminders to help you to do the things you know you just need a little help to make certain that they happen on a regular basis. Another one might be like, maybe it's calling your mom. I have a reminder that I have on the inside of my mirror. It's a post-it note, and I have a list of about 13, maybe 15 people that these are important people that I don't see regularly, but they're people who they're really important to me. And I just want to remember to stay in touch with them. So they are on a little post-it note on the inside of my mirror. And whenever I open up my mirror, I see a new name and I go down that list and I'm like, oh, okay. Yesterday I texted Mindy and today I'm going to text Sean, and you know, I just go down the list. And so I don't have to text all 13 or 15 of them or however many is on that list on one day, but it's a reminder to get through that list because some of these people I don't see on a regular basis. So it's a little bit out of sight, out of mind. And try to stay off of social media. Like, I try not to use social media to keep up with my friends. I try to really use my phone and call them and leave what I like to call personal podcasts. I know there's an app for this stuff, but, you know, so like my friend Kim Garst, I love her. I see her maybe twice a year, but I think about her all the time. Like, she's in my heart. So, you know, rather than letting a year go by, I just have this little reminder in my medicine cabinet to text those people. Let me think of some other examples. All right, here's one. I love exercising with friends. So I do that on a regular basis, and I always have. But depending on the season, there can come a time where it's like, oh, that person's really busy, and then I don't see them for a while. And then now suddenly I'm not exercising with a friend. And I don't need to exercise with a friend to keep myself accountable. But my thing is, I would rather do something healthy when I get with a friend, as opposed to like saying, hey, let's get together. And it's always cocktails and food. Why not have it be something that's really healthy? I find I tend to have deeper, more personal conversations when I'm exercising with a friend anyways. So I have three girlfriends who I rotate my schedule and I exercise with them. And it's cool because it keeps me accountable to my fitness routine. But more importantly, it guarantees that I'm going to spend some quality time with someone that I love, and we're, you know, supporting each other in something that's good for us. Another example that might be, maybe the thing that you need to do is you're like, I'm exercising all the time, but I keep telling myself I need to change it up, but I'm not doing it. So what do you need to do to make that happen? Do you need to hire a personal trainer? Do you need to just set a fitness date and start exercising with a partner? The next example is one, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of pat myself on the back. I kind of need to. And I want to do this and set a good example for you. As I try to encourage you to do, you've got to take a moment every so often, typically every 6 months, and celebrate your wins. This is really important if you're the kind of person who's interested in personal growth, because when you're trying to be a better human being, you're always trying to be better. But you forget how vital it is to have motivation in that pursuit. And if you're not ever looking back over your shoulder and to see where it is you've come from and what you've accomplished, you're missing out on a healthy dose of endorphins, that dopamine hit that we all need to stay motivated and to feel good. Like, you need to feel good. So if you can't do this for yourself, I want you to ask someone else, hey, can you think of some things that maybe I'm doing better now than I was like 2 years ago or 5 years ago or 15 years ago? A girlfriend of mine recently was going through a pretty emotional time, like her divorce was finally final. And she's been like just a trooper through the whole thing, just buckling down and doing whatever she needed to do and just doing right, you know. And she was just like, I'm just going to tell the truth and I'm going to, you know, bend over backwards. I'm going to be the bigger person in all of this. And it was really, really hard. And she stayed really strong throughout the whole thing. But then when it was suddenly final, the divorce was final, she became surprisingly emotional. She was like, what is going on? Like, why am I emotional? You know, I've had 2 years to kind of process this. Why is it all of a sudden hitting me? And I think sometimes when we get through something really difficult and hard, it's only then that we realize we can relax for a moment and the emotions come to us, like just come rushing through. And Brett was making the analogy that a lot of times you'll see, like when guys win a national championship or, you know, something really monumental from an athletic standpoint, these really tough, burly guys, and here they are just like bawling their heads off at the end. Why? Well, because tears are a response. It's a physical response to an emotional connection. It doesn't necessarily mean you're sad. It might mean that you're euphoric. It might mean that you're proud of yourself. It might mean that you're happy. We've all had tears of joy. But she was having these tears, and I said to her, girl, you've been holding your breath, really, and just doing what you needed to do, putting your head down and buckling down and trotting through this with such determination that you probably finally just are having a moment to be proud of yourself and be emotional about it. And that's, don't try to stop that, you guys. Like, go ahead and let that happen. How did I get on this subject? Anyways, she was kind of reminiscing and kind of, you know, bummed, I guess. And I thought, you know, I bet she doesn't even realize like all the amazing changes that have happened in her life in the last 2 years and all the progress that she's made. And so I created a little voice recording kind of like this, just in case she had forgotten how far she'd come. And I think it's important we all do that. So I think about the fact that when I first started podcasting in 2014, I said, I refuse to give you guys a regular schedule. And I'm not going to tell you if I'm going to podcast one time a week or two times a week or five times a week. I'm just going to podcast when I can fit it in. And at the time, that felt like the right thing to do. But honestly, I wanted to podcast more. I didn't want to disappoint anybody. And I wasn't disciplined enough. I didn't have a set schedule. And I didn't want to create one that forced me into podcasting. And the more I realized this was serving people and this was like a way to give back, like it doesn't cost you anything to listen to a podcast, and that there were hundreds of thousands of people that I could help, like who couldn't afford a life coach maybe, or didn't have somebody to pour into them or to share experiences. They didn't have a wise friend, or maybe they just needed someone to keep them company. Like it's a pretty powerful thing to do, and I felt like I needed to do it more often. And the Chalene Show comes out, as you know, 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday now. And when I announced that, that was kind of scary. And the reason why I'm giving you this example is because I had to announce it to keep myself accountable. And I had to tell you that I was going to do it 3 times a week to keep myself accountable. Now it's been several years that I've been doing it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I told you I would do 1 a week of Build Your Tribe. But people wanted more. So then I promised 2 a week of Build Your Tribe. If you're keeping track, if you're good at math, you know that's 5 freaking podcasts. And I'm proud of myself. Y'all, I'm just taking a moment right now to go, good job, Chalene, you did it. Like, I didn't think I could do it. I thought it would be way harder than it has been. And it really just boiled down to a couple of things. Number one, prioritizing it. Number two, making you a promise. Number three, having the schedule I needed to be certain that I could do it 5 days a week. And then being very disciplined about my schedule. And it's given me freedom, and it makes me feel phenomenal that I've been able to do this for you. So 2 things to take away from that last point, which I think is probably the most important point. Number one, look back and realize how far you've come, that you're improving. And number two, put it out there. Like if there's something that you need to do and you know you can do it, then just tell people you're going to do it. We're so afraid to do that sometimes because we think, oh, if I announce it, then that means I have to do it. Yeah, that's right. You do. You need to be good on your word. And I hope that you will do that. So do me a favor, would you? Send me an Instagram and say, okay, Chalene, here's what I am going to do. I'm going to make this a priority. What is it for you? You know, what is that thing for you? Don't just think about exercise and diet. Think about something that makes you a better person. Maybe it's you aren't going to yell at your children at all unless it's a life or death situation, and then you are justified to yell at your kids because they're about to get hit by a car, but you're not going to yell at your children. Or maybe it's I am going to get back on the habit, the routine of having a weekly date night with my spouse, or having sex on a regular basis, or using my Smart Life Push Journal. Like, by the way, the new Smart Life Push Journals, woohoo, they're so cute. I don't even think they're out yet, but depends on when you're listening to this. They're so cute. And we always have specials, by the way, on our Push Journals. Like, if you're someone who's into personal growth, you know you need to create lists, and that's like the best tool ever. So I think you get 15% off when you join our, we call it a newsletter, but it's really like a monthly toolbox that we send to you, that things that help you stay more productive and more on task, better about keeping your schedule. And you're going to love it if you're a goal setter. So just go to pushjournal.com and sign up for that. And I think you get 15% off. Don't quote me, but I'm almost positive you do. Even if you don't, it's worth getting on that list because once a month we send you some gems. Anyways, thank you guys as always. Thank you for leaving me these voicemail messages. I love them so much. Okay, you have to listen to this one. It is, if I do say so myself, this is adorable. And I love you.
Today's review titled Best Friend I've Never Met by Wonder Whitney. Chalene is the bomb. Listening to her show is like having your best friend, cool aunt, or sister in the passenger seat. She is just so down to earth, funny, and inspirational. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with the world. You're one in 8 billion. Keep being awesome. Love you.